Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You may or you may not agree with things
Welcome
that are...
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Here I am again. My little mechanical man is slow on the uptake tonight. So the other thing I'd like to suggest in regard to keeping an open mind is by doing so, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. So welcome everybody tonight. I see a lot of people here in the studio. Everybody that's in here now will get a reading. No problem. I see some friends and loved ones, and I see a lot of people that I have not had a chance to talk to before, and you're all welcome. And please know that this show is on Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday night. I have an exciting array of guests, as the gentleman said, ranging from spiritual leaders around the world, spiritually gifted people, mediums, psychics, seers, healers, angel readers, of which Jira Farkas, who's on the show tonight, is also an angel reader, but tonight she's doing pet psychic work. And I have movie stars, I have best-selling authors, so it's a very exciting show, and it's a spiritually themed show. And I invite you to tune in whenever. And if you want to know my upcoming shows, I'm booking for March of next year, and I post about a month in advance. So in order to see my upcoming shows, here's where you go. Get your pens handy, folks. It's blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, all one word, and Clark is spelled with an E on the end. That is my mother's maiden name and my pen name. So welcome to the show. Jira Farkas is with us tonight. She has been playing with angels since childhood, starting with her fairy godmother at age 4. The angels have always been by her side, so she taught herself to communicate with them over 20 years ago, receiving beautiful messages and hearing their melodic names. She has since become an angel therapy practitioner certified by Doreen Virtue and Medium. To further her healing skills, she received training and certification as a Theta healing practitioner, a Yuzhui Reiki master, a Dolphin Trilogy Reiki healer, and a certified animal communicator. With over 20 years expertise in angel communication, angel therapy, Reiki energy healing, Theta healing, mediumship, animal communication, and spiritual teaching, Jira is a fun-loving, entertaining, and compassionate reader who loves sharing her knowledge and helping clients answer their most pressing questions with the help of the angels, spirit guides, and loved ones on the other side. She is known by clients as caring and calm, with the ability to easily connect and deliver messages that are insightful and accurate. And so, once again, I welcome Jira. Jira, how are you tonight?
Hi, David. I'm doing just great. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited
to
help.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. I'm excited, too. This is the first time I've had a pet psychic on the show. And just for those people who may be curious, how do you connect with spirits, angels, pets, With regard to a complete relative stranger calling in, because of course we're all one, and we all resonate, and we all have our soul vibrations. How do you do it?
It's a skill that just about anybody can learn to do with practice. It's just developing your telepathy, your telepathic skills. So for me, I started doing that about 25 or 30 years ago, and first started connecting with my angels. And that just means that you get quiet. You might go into a meditative state. You set the intention that you want to hear messages or communicate, and see what you get. For me, I didn't know if it would be by writing or by hearing things, seeing things, or feeling things, because everybody's got clairs at different levels of skill. So when I first learned how to communicate with the angels, it was through writing. They would just write messages to me. And as I practiced that, I decided that it would be fun to learn how to communicate with pets. And so I took two classes on pet communication, and it turned out to be very similar, where you just set the intention that you'd like to speak with the pet, and you speak to them in spirit, which is exactly the kind of connection that you're talking about here, where we all connect in spirit. It's just another level of our energy body or energy field where we connect. Instead of physically, it's energetically. So I connect with a pet the same way, from my third eye or to their third eye, and introduce myself and tell them that I would like to be their friend and talk to them. And usually they say yes right away, because they're always happy to hear it. They're always happy to hear that a human wants to talk to them, can understand them, and will relay their messages to their owner, for them, to their human. So it's always a positive exchange, and they're always happy and excited. And the cool thing is that since I learned how to do that, there must be something in my energy field that just emanates that, because when I'm out in public walking around, dogs come up to me and wagging their tail. It's like they know.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
They know
I can
understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, one more quick question, and then let's go to the callers. And if you have time at the end of the show, because we only have 7 callers now, but I know that's going to change, I would love to hear you tell me if all of my pets have come back and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I have now, because I believe every single pet I've had has reincarnated, and that I've got 2 in one cat, 2 in another cat, 1 in one of my dogs, and 3 dogs in another. So I'd be curious about that.
Well, they do that. They do come back. And
I know they do.
And you can even make a pact with them to come back before they leave. And they'll say yes or no. They'll agree to it or not. But if yours have come back, then you must have made a pact earlier or on a different level that you weren't aware of. But
there was tremendous grief upon the passing of many of them. However, I've believed in reincarnation for 35 years. And so, that information has been telepathically communicated to my pets. They're well aware of that, and they've heard me have conversations about reincarnation. So I'm sure they picked up on that.
Sure. Now, so I'd be happy to answer your question. As we have time, I would, since you have 5 pets, I would tune into each one and ask them. So I can do the first one now if you want.
Well, let's just do one, because I, in all fairness to the callers, and I've identified the first, I've told the first 3 callers who they are, and Mom's out there too, and she's going to be caller number 3, Mom. Let's do this. I have a kitty cat. who has two of my pets in her. Her name is Samantha, and she was a feral kitten. And I believe she has in her a cat that I had given to my mother, who had been killed by a car. And that cat's name was Princess. And the other one is a fellow named Bandit, who had lived to be 20 and died from cancer. And she sounds just like him when it's dinner time. And she's a little chowhound like him, and she's a little butterball, but she's not fat like he had been, and I had had to put him on a diet. So let's try that.
All right, I'll tune in to Samantha. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Oh, she's so cute.
Oh, yeah, she's adorable.
Yeah, yeah. Got the sweetest, cutest personality. So lucky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she loved you very much. Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah.
She said I've been back three times. She just told me. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that means this time, and then she was Bandit, and she was Princess. So
I get it. Okay. But both Bandit and Princess are in her?
Yeah.
Cool. That's
them.
What I thought. That's what I thought. So I think I trust my intuition on all the others, so we won't go there. We're still holding at 7 callers, and Darlene, you're caller number 7. So let's go to caller number 1, who is Barbie.
Hi.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. Hi. I would just like to know that when I was younger, I had a dog, a family dog. Her name was Wendy. And I had a cat who followed me around my house, and her name was Chelsea. And I was wondering if that the reason that she followed me was possibly that my dog Wendy had been had come back, and my cat Chelsea.
Ooh, good question. Let me tune into her to the dog Wendy, and I'll ask her.
Can you tell me that?
I'm
She's
checking
working.
Now.
She's
oh, okay.
working.
I'm connecting with your dog, Wendy. Oh.
Yeah, that was my childhood dog.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Wendy says she's been back many times. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had quite a few pets since then.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'll ask, were you a kitty? Yes, she was Chelsea. And then she's saying that she was two more. Have you had two other cats, Barbie?
Yes. I've had many cats. I had a cat out in Arizona with my husband. His name was Rusty, and he was a favorite cat of ours. And we've also had a couple other cats, too.
Well, she says she was Rusty. Now, and then what about the other kitty?
And we had another cat.
She
we had another cat named Callie, too.
Mm. Okay. That was probably Calico. But she's showing me one that was black. Did you have one that was black?
Yes, that was Chelsea. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And she followed me all over.
Okay, so that's her. She looks all black to me.
And also, right after I met my husband, he had a cat named Tippy, and that was our cat together, who happened to be his father's cat before I met him. And I was wondering, is that a possibility that Wendy could have come back in him too?
She's saying no. She wasn't in him. It was another cat that you had. can you show me what she looks like? What do you look like? So she was, Chelsea was black, and then you're saying Callie was, no, and then there was Rusty. Was Rusty an orange cat?
Yes, Rusty was orange. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like she was Callie. It feels like there was another one. Is there another one?
We had a I had a black cat, and we've had a couple other cats. We had a tuxedo cat.
That's who she was. She likes that. She's saying, I like that tuxedo color. That was cool.
And her name was Tina.
Peanut, that's cute.
Well, Barbie, let me interrupt for a minute. You have one more question I think you wanted to ask, and then we have to move on.
That was about my my cat Chelsea was what I was really interested in.
I thought you wondered if she might be waiting for you now and a kitty you wanted to get.
Oh, yes. Yes, in fact, I want to get a cat right now for our new apartment. Would Wendy be coming back in that cat, too?
Yes, if you want her to. She hadn't really thought about it because it's not an agreement that you guys had, but she could if you wanted her to. Now, but she wouldn't be ready to do that for about 2 years because of where she's at right now.
And where is she at now?
Well, she's in another kitty body, but she's in somebody else's family. So, you know, so she reincarnated and came back to somebody else.
Okay.
But she could come back if you'd like her to. So, yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Okay.
Well, Barbie, that's about all the time we have, hon.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sure. Just talk to her in spirit and connect with her, Barbie, and she'll come back for you.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a good night. I'm going to play favorite. Sorry, folks. I'm going to my mom because she goes to bed early. Okay, Mom. You're live on the air.
Okay, hello there, David.
Hi. Well,
you want me to talk about our cat, Blackie?
Go for it. Sure.
Well, Blackie was 4 months old when David's father brought her home for us. It was a Christmas present. And so we became very attached to her. And she... Of course, she could go outside. She wasn't an inside cat, but she never went in the road, which is fortunate. And she would, when she grew up, she went to the rescue of our neighbor's dog when another dog tried to give Drummer problems. She chased the other dog right off the property. So she was a feisty cat. And then we had another cat named Princess, and she was a very lively cat. But one time I was doing some refinishing on the porch, and I let her out so she wouldn't get in the way, and she went across the road. But when she tried to come back, she was hit by a car, and she continued to run. She ran around the house and dove into the wood pile, and I pulled her out by the tail. But I was quite saddened, you know, it was heartbreaking. And I put her on a piece of wood to lay her flat, and I felt sad about that. So those are the two cat stories that I have.
Okay.
Love.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. So, David, let's see. I want to make sure I have all the cats straight. So,
Princess
is
the same one that I was talking about. I gave her to my mother, and Mom had her for a year or two before she was hit by the car, and she's the one back in Samantha now. And maybe Mom would like to ask a question of Princess or Blackie.
Sure. So,
yes, I was very attached to Blackie. She was, I felt just so sad when I didn't let her die peacefully right in our basement on a couch with me sitting next to her. Instead, I had a veterinarian take her, and I know she wasn't happy to be taken off by a veterinarian. And so she died, and we picked her up and her body up and brought her home and buried her. But I regret that, and I hope Blackie realizes how much we loved her.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's sending you so much love right now. Have you had other cats since then besides Princess?
No, we haven't. Not since Blackie and Princess. No more cats.
Yeah, that's hard.
Well, we moved into a different location, and I just didn't want to have another heartbreak, I guess.
Right, I understand.
We take trips a lot, and we didn't want, we didn't know what to do with a cat.
Yeah, this is a hard one. But Blackie's telling me that it wasn't your fault. You don't need to feel bad about it. She was planning to go. She was only meant to be here for a short time. Because she was new at being in a cat body, and she wanted to find out what it was like, and she decided that she would rather be in a different body, and so she left. She left early.
Can I interrupt? You might be speaking of Princess, because Princess was young. Blackie lived to be 17.
Oh, got it.
No, 14.
Yeah.
14. Okay, sorry.
And Princess was only 4 months old?
No, Blackie was 4 months when she was adopted. She was 14 when she passed. And Princess was about Princess was about 2 when she passed.
Got it. Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
That's all he says.
All right, so Blackie was 14.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she still loved you very much and says that she appreciates everything that you did for her. She had a wonderful life with you, and it was a little bit scary to go to the vet without you, but, as soon as she transitioned, she healed from that. She got over it. So it's all right, and she does not want you to feel guilty about the way that she passed, okay? It's more important. Yeah, it's good. It's more important to know that you were a wonderful pet owner and caretaker. You gave her so much love, and she especially likes the treats that you gave her. Did you give her special kind of treats that
Well, No, we just fed her regular cat food and no treats. But she was a lot of fun, and you could tell that she loved us, as you say. And that's what makes it so sad, when they die.
Well,
that was exciting.
She did have kittens. That is nice.
She had one
to know. Yeah, that's nice to know that she passed on all the love into her kittens that you gave her. So if you can think of it like that, you gave her a beautiful life, and she was able to have beautiful babies while she was in your care and spread the love. So you did a great job as a pet owner and a caretaker for her, and she loves you for that.
She certainly does love us.
Yeah, and
she did.
Yeah, and she's already back. She's already back.
She's in Sunset Angel, Mom.
Is she really?
Yes, she is. And so is Sandy. They're both in Sunset Angel.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Oh, I know, because Sunset Angel looks just like Blackie, except the star that Blackie had on her chest looks like the wings of an angel on Sunset. And Sunset is very much like Blackie in some ways, but she had been abused by kids. And so you can't approach her from the front, whereas Blackie, that wasn't a problem. But Sunset sticks her tongue out between her teeth just the same way Blackie used to. And she's very loving.
That's
yeah.
Cute. And that is that one of your pets now, David?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She's saying that she liked coming back to the same family. She really liked
mm-hmm.
that, being able to come back to the same family. And
she had been a gift, Christmas gift to my sister and me, but she was closest to my mother.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So both David and Patty loved her.
Oh, yeah.
How they were thrilled when
she
was brought home Christmas.
Yeah, but is there any other message, because we need to move on?
Just that she is back. She's back, and she's very happy to be back and loves your family very much, and she's very grateful for your mother and father's care of her and how much they loved her, and she thanks you. And she doesn't want you to feel bad for the way that she passed. It's because she's back and happy now, and it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. The whole lesson here is that people dwell on the past, but animals dwell in the present. They're always in the present. They don't think about the past. They're right here, right now, and how good things are right now, how much fun they're having now, who loves them now, who's petting them now, what kind of treats they're getting now. So think about that. Just make their present times happy.
They're a good example.
They're a great example for us, and they give unconditional
they
love. They give unconditional
right.
love. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So, Mom,
thank you
for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful night.
Thank
Sleep
you.
Tight. Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jira. I feel like I got a double dose. We're next going to go to Denise, and then we're going to Brenda. And Deep, if you're still listening, you had been caller number 2, and you disappeared right after the beginning of the show, so please press 1. Everybody on the line will get a reading, but Jira may not be able to go the full 90 minutes. So, Jira, just to let you know, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left. Is that possible?
Yeah, if we can keep the readings to about 5 minutes apiece, maybe that would do it. Okay,
let's go for Denise. Thank you for your time with my mother. Denise, you're live on the air. Say hello to Jira.
Hi there. My question
Hi.
Has to do about my dog who is living, if that's okay. Her name is Emmy. And I'd like to know if she has any ailments that she wants to tell me about so we can address.
Great, Denise. I can do living pets just as easily as pets who transitioned. In fact, it might be, we might get a few more, a little bit more information out of her since we're talking about the present moment. So
good.
She'll tell us what's going on in the present. So hold on, and I'll connect with her for you.
Okay.
Does she have anything going on with her hip?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, what I'm just seeing something on the back legs or hips or haunches, and I thought it might be, you know, how dogs, when they get a little older, get sore and get a little bit of arthritis in the back
yes.
end. How old is she?
Well, she's 7 years old. But the doctor did see some arthritis starting up.
Yeah, I feel it. I can feel it. But if you just give her that supplement, that'll help a lot, right? Did your vet tell you about the supplement that we take?
Glucosamine?
Exactly,
yeah. Yeah, she's been
dead okay.
for a long time. Yeah.
Awesome, okay. So any other health concerns? Did he say anything about her heart?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good. Sometimes her heartbeat goes a little irregular, but it's not a big concern. I don't see anything else. I mean, she looks
Yeah, does she
good.
Have any gripes, or does she want to complain to me about something?
I love it.
I can hear her now. She's very talkative, and she's the kind of dog who does complain and gripe in her mind. Maybe you're picking up on that she's kind of a grouch. Is she kind of grouchy sometimes?
Not grouchy. I would not say she's grouchy, no.
She's saying that sometimes she gets grouchy when her hips and don't feel so good. And it makes her kind of grumbly, like, oh, why do I have to do this kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're asking her to do something, she's like, oh, not this again, or okay. You know, she gets kind of like that.
Yeah.
Complaining
she's
grouchy
a little
about
lazy.
It.
Yeah, she's a little lazy.
Okay, well, that's why. Because it doesn't always feel good to her, just based on how her hips feel. So you might think she's lazy, but she's not. It's just more like certain things don't feel good to her to do. And so she gets kind of tired of you asking her. So what is it that she seems the laziest about?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What is it that she seems to be lazy about?
Oh, she likes to sleep. She likes to sleep, and her sister's very active. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she's saying, I'm sorry, but I just have a slower metabolism. You know, she's not lazy. She's just low key. That's how she likes to put it. And she's not offended when you say she's lazy, but she says it would be nice if you could say something different because. It feels like a judgment when you say she's lazy. And and that's, you know, that's not unconditional love. Now, she gives you unconditional love, right?
Right.
And, okay, so I get it. She said she's here to teach you about this, about judgment, because not only are you judging her, but you're just as hard on yourself. Does that
That's how it
right?
usually works.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so she's a mirror. She's a mirror for you. So what she would like you to do, Denise, is to start listening to yourself. So when you're talking to her or about her and thinking about her, just listen and tune in and pay attention. What am I saying about her that might be kind of judgy? And am I doing that to myself too? Because she wants you to be more... She wants you to be more loving with yourself because you deserve it. You're a very kind and good person, and she says you don't give yourself enough credit.
True.
Well,
Isn't
you know,
cool?
it's, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's interesting because many of us have that challenge in this life, And if we use our pets as mirrors and treat them in a loving fashion and begin to realize that we need to treat ourselves the same way and treat other people the same way, then we will live in a place where there is no judgment, there's pure acceptance and pure love, and we will know peace. We will be at peace because we won't be going to that ego place, which is scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the lesson that your dog is here to teach you, Denise. And also, she just told me that a lot of the time when she's sleeping, she's not just hanging out, being chill. She's actually doing energy work. And I have a cat that does the same, a couple cats that do the same thing. You know, we have all this high vibration energy that's coming onto the planet now. And some of the animals that we live with are the transformers for it. So they're helping to step it down for us so that we can handle it and still function. And in order mm-hmm. to do that, it makes them tired. They have to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're trying to get her to lose weight because she is a little overweight. And mm-hmm. It's been, you know, a little struggle. I want her to be a healthy dog, and she has to lose weight. So I was glad she's not complaining about her rations of food she gets because we significantly cut down on that. So
I'm glad you brought this up because what she's saying is change my food. So you can give her less, but she wants a different flavor or a different kind. She's okay with getting less and losing weight because she knows that's going to help her hips to feel better. But she wants different flavors. She kind of gets tired of the same old thing.
We give her four different. She gets four different things in one meal. A little bit of four different things. So, okay.
But
give her wet.
But what she's showing me is that she would like one thing, but different. So instead of giving her four, is it four kind of flavors of wet food or four crunchies or what?
No. It's dry, wet, real chicken, and then she gets carrots. So she's got like a buffet. She gets a buffet.
And does she eat all that?
Absolutely, every bit. And then she goes steals her sister's.
Oh, that's funny.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She vacuums it up. But what she's saying is that for variety, she doesn't necessarily need the buffet. She would pick one of those things, like maybe the chicken, and just give her that. Or pick the wet food and just give her that. Mm-hmm. And you're feeding her twice a day?
No, once.
Once? This is why. Could she please have those things, and one of those things, four different times a day, so you're feeding her four times a day. She's somebody that wants four smaller meals instead of one large one.
Okay.
Throughout the day.
Yeah, we give her a little tiny breakfast and then carrots as snacks. So, okay, well.
But four times. She's asking for four times a day. Just those small meals four times a day would help her a lot. Because obviously when you give her that one and she vacuums it up, she's starving.
Yeah. All right.
So if you give it to her throughout the day, then it's going to help her not to be starving by the time you give her that meal.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, God bless, Denise. God bless. And Jira, that was a lot more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
It took us a while to get to the actual issue here. So,
I understand that. I'm just mindful of your time, hon, and energy.
Thank you. And if people can just tell me right off the bat what's going on, we can get to everything, get to the facts a lot quicker.
Let's do that. I have names of two people. I have Brenda and Darlene, and then I have area codes after that. And we can get to all of you if you're concise. We have 5 callers left, okay? So we're going to Brenda and then Darlene. Let's see. We're trying to bring up Brenda.
Hey, David. Hi.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Hi, Jira. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Brenda.
I have a beautiful little Jack Russell that found us through a family member, and she's been with me for 9 years, and she's been through a lot of my stuff. I've had some major events happen and moves and things like that. I just wonder if you can just tap into Daisy and let me know what she's thinking and how she's doing and feeling.
Sure. Give me a second, please. She's adorable. She loves her name. She thinks that is so perfect for her. she loves flowers and loves flower names. And she's so cute and adorable. Yeah, Daisy is perfect for her. She's saying thank you for naming me that. And she gives you daisies, Brenda, for doing that. She's so grateful. She wants you to know that all of the stuff that you've been through, which it feels like is emotional, that mm-hmm. she's helped you, she's supported you every step of the way, and that's why she's in your life, because she's there to help you heal from those things. That's her job, is to heal emotional issues for you. She wants you to know that every pet has a job, that every pet that comes into our lives comes in with a purpose and a job, and maybe it's just to give love. Maybe it's just to give love or be support, but they all have jobs, and hers is to help you heal emotionally. Does that fit for you?
Absolutely. Right from the, she's definitely been that kind of little angel dog.
Wow.
Yeah, and you said she was a rescue, right? She was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and so she said it's because she knew that she had to get to you in a roundabout sort of way, and that's how it happened, because otherwise you may not have found her, but she was the dog for you.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Isn't that sweet?
That
so
is.
Now,
really?
Do you have any other dogs?
I haven't had a dog in a long, long time. We did have a beautiful collie dog named Jody way back when I was a little young girl.
Well, okay, and you still have Daisy now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's telling me that she has a little brother coming.
Oh.
So there might be, if you're open to it, there's a little boy dog that might show up for you that's coming in.
Oh, wow.
Because she would love to have a companion as she gets older. Oh, I see what she's saying. Because eventually she wants to be able to hand the torch over to him, hand him the baton, so that he can take care of you and help you out emotionally as she ages. So if you're open to that, she's saying that sometime in the next 2 years, there might be a little boy dog that shows up. And,
okay.
And somebody, it might be that somebody just gives them to you, or it's a stray, or you see a rescue and you just say, I've just got to have him.
Mm.
And
might it be Jody?
It doesn't
come
feel
again?
Like... It doesn't feel like Jody. It doesn't feel like a dog you've had before, because this one's going to have different skills.
Okay.
For helping you out, for clearing emotional things and helping you with relationships, different skills. And it's somebody that will blend well or blend nicely and get along with Daisy. But just be open to it. Heads up on the boy dog, the little brother. And,
okay.
Oh, squeaky toys. Does she have a lot of squeaky toys, Daisy?
No, she doesn't. Usually it's like empty water bottles, and she loves playing with those.
Oh, funny. Yeah, something that makes noise, right?
Yeah.
But she's saying she wouldn't mind having a squeaky toy once in a while. She saw somebody else playing with one, and she was curious about it. So it would be kind of cool if you, she says, if you took her to Petco with you and let her pick it out. Just let her pick out her own toy. You know, dogs love that. That's the second time I've had a dog tell me that, that they would like to go pick out their own toy.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
Is. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay. Because sometimes she gets, she's saying, I'm sorry, but sometimes I do get bored with the bottles. But, you know, because, you know, come on, we're talking about a Jack Russell Terrier here. So, yeah, they need, they have a lot of energy. They have energy and they need to be entertained. So, yeah, so she would love to have a new toy. And she'd be sweet and modest by asking for only one because, you know, it wouldn't hurt if you got her more than one.
Okay, sounds good.
The more the merrier, right?
That's right.
Yeah, she loves her car rides every day and a walk every day.
Oh,
my
dog.
Give her a car ride to Petco. Take her to Petco.
There you go.
With her little head out the window all the way.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so very much, Jira.
Well, you're welcome. That was fun.
Thanks for calling in, Brenda. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, Diana, I didn't forget you, sweetheart. You're after Darlene. And then the other people, I have area codes 309 and 253. I will get to you, too. Darlene, here I come. Just there you are, Darlene. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, David, for putting on this great show. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. So I have a question about, I've only ever had one pet in my life, and I don't know if this dog is still alive. And this is several years ago. Well, I'm going to say more than several years ago, but the dog ran away because the guy I was living with at the time was very abusive. And so I just want to know that this dog is okay or it ended up in good hands. I don't know if it froze to death, if it got picked up by someone, run over. I just would like to know what happened and that this dog is in a great, great place now.
Sure. And what's the dog's name and what did he look like?
The dog's name was Jazz. And it was a mutt dog, but had a bit of a cross of Samoy Husky. Very beautiful face, black and white, very majestic-looking dog. And I only had the dog for about a year, and then the dog ran away.
Mm-hmm. And your name's Darla? Did you say Darla or Darlene?
Darlene.
Darlene, I'm sorry. Okay. Let me tune in for you to Jazz. What do you remember the color of Jazz's eyes? Was he a male? It just feels like male energy.
Yeah, there was a male dog, and the eyes were more gray-white.
Okay. Husky. All right, one moment, please. Okay. It doesn't feel like he's back in a body now. He's in spirit. That was years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So here's the question. After your dog ran away, then did you, in that relationship, did you break up with that guy?
Kicked him to the curb.
Good for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent, because here's what Jazz says. The purpose for Jazz being there for only a year was to show you, by example, to get the hell out of there.
Wow.
Because that's what he did, you know. And so didn't it make you think, well, if the dog thought it was so bad, then maybe it's pretty bad for me too?
Took me a little bit longer, that's for sure.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. But the dog was modeling that for you. And did you ever make that connection?
No, but that's a good point. It's a very good point.
Well,
Well, I think you did make the connection because you just told me now that, you know, the boyfriend was abusive and the dog ran away.
Yeah.
So I think on some level you got it. You got it. And so that's what the whole purpose of that dog being in your life. And that's why it was just for such a short time, in and out. Okay?
Mm.
And now, let's see, where did he go? He found a family. So he ended up at a shelter, and he found a family that had little boys and grew up with them, and he had a very, very happy life. And so he survived.
That's good to know, because it was in Saskatchewan, and he ran away when it was so cold out, so I was worried about him freezing to death.
Yeah, no worries.
Wonderful.
He was rescued, and he's fine. So he does not want you to feel guilty about that or feel bad about that, and he thanks you for paying attention to your intuition and leaving that guy, because he was not for you. He was not in your highest good. So thank you for listening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, because he did his job.
He did. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. That's great to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Darlene, thank you for calling in, dear.
My pleasure.
All right. Have
dogs,
a good night.
I think dogs are so cool.
They're
wonderful.
More than cool. They're more than cool. I hope you have another one, Darlene.
Yeah.
When I settle.
Right. That's important, because dogs need stability. Well,
mm-hmm.
God bless, and thanks again. Good night, Darlene.
Good night. Thank you, you too.
Thank
You're welcome.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, Diana, here I come. There you are.
Hi.
How are you, Diana?
I'm good.
Great.
This is
excellent. Say hello to Jira.
Hi, Jira.
Hi, Diana.
I have a cat here. His name is Snapple. Snapple, he is 15 years old. And according to another psychic, he was would have already been passed by now. So I'm wondering.
Well, may I interrupt for just one moment? I want to put out there your website, Jira. Way
sure.
That people can contact.
My website is dolphinwatershealing.com.
Thank you.
And I have a page there that's just for pet communication or animal communication, where you can read a little bit more about it and, you know, get an appointment with me. Because we can do these readings over the phone, as you're witnessing here. And it's easy to just do it with a description of the pet. Pictures are nice through email, but, you know, if you just describe what they look like, it's pretty easy
mm-hmm.
to connect this way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can spend, you know, 15 or 30 minutes getting to know your pet a little bit better. And it's really fun. It's always really fun to find out more about your pets and improve your relationships.
Right. Right. Well, excuse the interruption, but that's important for people that are listening on the podcast. And I had several people who wanted to know how to contact you that weren't able to call in tonight. So thank you.
Thank you
for your patience, Diana. Go ahead, please.
And that's a great website. So do you think Snapples can tell you if he's going to live longer? I hate to ask something like that.
And that's Snapple is in the T, Snapple, right? Snapple T?
My daughter named him, and I asked her several times, and she said, well, I didn't really name him after T. He just looks like a Snapple, whatever that means.
Okay.
He's only been my cat for a year.
So you don't know how old he is then?
Yeah, he's 15. I knew him when he was a baby, but he was her cat.
Oh, wow. He's lived a nice long life. Mm.
Oh, yeah, he's 15 now. He came in for a lot of reasons for this family.
Oh, yeah.
He's been through a lot. He just waited to tell. He's been through a lot of death. 3 cats, 2 dogs, his dad,
And then my my daughter's Archer. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I'm tuning in now. It's Snapple. Wow. He feels like a wise old cat. Does he feel like sort of a wise old man to you?
Yes.
Because that's the energy that I get from him. And he says he wants to stick around for as long as he can. But I'm hearing 16 or 17. So how's his health right now?
Well, he's still eating, peeing, and pooping. But the thing is, I'm going to have to live in a van, like in 2 months, and I will have to find him a home. And I really don't want to take him out of the family, you know, that he's known. So if he's going to stick around, and he's really afraid to even be in a car, I don't know how he could live in a van. So you can ask him about that. The house will be gone in 2 months or less. Foreclosure. Unless maybe it's the cat that's been getting that foreclosure extended, because I don't know how we've kept it as long as we have.
Could be.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your financial stress. If he's planning to stick around, I'm going to ask him where he wants to be. So you cannot give him back to your daughter or anybody else in the family?
No, she's with her dad, and there's not even room for who is there. She's pretty ill. Her husband died, and they lost their business and their house. Yeah.
Where are you living, Diana?
Southwest Florida.
Oh my! If you were closer, I'd take her.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we had a cat, Robbie Dobby, who lived to be 25.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. He passed last year. It was very sad. But pardon the interruption. I'd be glad to take him if there was a way, you know, if you could fly him up here or something. I'm serious. He'd have three sisters.
Aww.
Yeah, and, you know, he may choose to stay longer than 16 or 17. You never know, But, you know, it's hard to find a home for an old pet, and I'd be happy to help out. I'd check out with my husband first and give you my phone number another time.
Wow.
Actually, it's displayed on the promotion for this episode, so you have my phone number.
Yes, I do have your phone number in my phone.
Good. Okay. Sorry for the interruption.
No, it's okay, because I was talking to Snapple, and for starters, he says he shows me that he could live in the van. If do you have a carrier for him, a crate or kennel?
He won't have anything to do with it. I took him for rides in the car before I got the van, and he would go crazy. He would get out of that, and he would be panting until all the slime was coming out of his mouth, and then it was like he started choking, and then he'd jump in the windows. He was just scared. And
did you put him inside the crate, the kennel?
Yeah, but it's very small, and he won't have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've tried it in the car. He won't have nothing to do with it in the house. As soon as I put him in, and he's got to dig his way off the top or the sides or something. He can't be in. He never was a cat who was a good car rider, even to the vet. So I don't know how he'll live in a van, but he's telling you he's willing.
Do you have a van? I didn't.
I got a van.
Because living
now
in the van and riding in the van are two different things.
Well, we would be living in a van if the foreclosure goes through.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe you wouldn't have to drive a lot, you know, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't drive a lot. The van is really old, too. I don't know what would happen to him.
Yeah.
So here's what he shows me. He shows me staying in the van with you because he doesn't want to leave you.
Aww.
And I don't want to leave him with somebody else. That's why.
All right. He wants to stay with you. And so the way that you get him in the car or the van is there's these supplements or treats out there for cats called calming treats. All right.
He's a cat that will only eat the same dry food he ate all his life. I tried turning him into powder and putting it over his food, and he would nose that powder out.
What about, I know people don't like unnatural means, but what about a pet tranquilizer?
Well, she'd have to keep him knocked out all the time.
Are you still there, Diana? She just dropped. Okay, Diana, God bless. She just dropped for whatever reason. She may come back on. Sometimes the studio drops people. We're going to go on to area code 305. Wait a minute. Is she there? No. Okay. Yes, she is. Hold on.
Okay.
There you are, Diana.
Well, you can go ahead. I'll
No. You go. Yeah.
That was my 1 hour mark. I see the Verizon or Block Talk Radio. I always get dropped in 1 hour.
Okay.
So I'm back, and if Snapples is willing to try the van, maybe we should go ahead and try it before November.
Well,
comes.
And Snapple is telling me that's why I suggested the calming treats, that if you gave him something to help him calm down, he'd be willing to try it. I'm just saying he's open to it because he doesn't want to leave you.
Well, and you know, he is eating catnip. He started that on his own. He whined by the drawer, and I found catnip in it. I'm letting him eat it because he's 15 years old. He's got a bowl of catnip, so he gets to just take little bits of it throughout the day.
That's good. That helps him to feel better, but I just want to tune in about the foreclosure a minute, just a minute.
Maybe we'll have more time.
Yeah, because Jer is a psychic, too. I mean, more than just pet psychic.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that something's going to happen at the last minute where you'll be able to save the house.
We'll be able to stay longer?
Yeah, that you'll be able to save it.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of people on the other side who just died, like, within a year.
Wow.
Besides my daughter's husband, his brother, his mother, and his other brother, and his father. So that's a lot of people that died, and I think they're working for her.
You have a lot of angels, darling.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of help.
Angels.
And where's your daughter? Where's your daughter living?
Her dad, you know, we were supposed to foreclose February 19th, so she had to get out there before the winter started. And we spent before the judge
7 months.
Times and got an extension 3 times.
Wow.
Well,
the next one is 1028, so we may get another extension. Snapples may get to keep his house longer. That would be a big miracle.
Well,
right.
This is an important lesson in taking it a day at a time and also having faith and believing that miracles can and do happen.
I do. I'm grateful for it. But they just keep trying to put fear in you.
There's something about living with your daughter. There's something coming up about that. So consider that as a possibility. You've said twice she's living with her dad. Does that mean that she moved her family into her dad's house?
The two dogs, and he won't take the cat because they all share one bathroom. There's 3 adults, and there's 3 dogs.
Hold on. I'm talking about you and your daughter living together, not her living with her dad. That's what I'm hearing.
She's welcome to come back home. I mean, whatever.
I'm trying to open you up to new possibilities here because right now you're only thinking in one direction. So it's time to open.
No, I'm open up to any time living with her again. It's just that right now she's not.
No. I'm saying open up to any possibility. So when you start praying that not to lose your house,
and that at the last minute it will be saved. You just say, I'm open to any possibility, God. You know, whatever is in my
heart. I do.
Whatever
I do
say
that. I have that
good.
Written on the wall. People never believe me that I say these things. Open to all possibilities is written on the wall. Expect
oh,
a miracle
I believe
today.
You.
And all is well. It's all written on the wall. If she does come back home and sees all my writing on the wall.
Okay. Well, that's good. Cause that's,
I did
that's
spiritual work.
All right.
And I decided after that February 19th, the very first one, that I would just be grateful for the house. And so every day we are grateful for the house. And it's just so happened we're still in it.
Well, gratitude is gratitude's the gateway to abundance, my dear. No?
It's coming, David. I've been working at it.
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't call it work.
Believe
I've been
it.
Making it fun.
But you deserve it, honey, as we all do.
Live longer. I can't believe he wants to live longer because he wheezes a lot and sometimes he has apnea.
Yeah. Well, of course, the thing is some people are open to abundance and some people shut themselves off. So abundance is headed your way, no question. No.
Oh, I know. I don't even want to say it's about time, but, you know, being as possible as I can.
Good things come to those who wait. Are you feeling complete, Diana?
Yes.
Great. We better move on. Jira is, I don't know how your energy is, Jira, but we just got another caller, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it, but we have two calls that I promised we'd get to. So,
okay, let's
good night.
Do those two calls.
Okay. Diana, God bless.
You, Diana. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be praying for you and for
thank
Snapples.
You.
Okay. Thank you for your loyal following. I appreciate it. Okay. Just to let the last caller know, Jira, her website is dolphinwatershealing.com. And she can work with you via telephone, and she will be back on the air on December 18th as Pet Psychic, and she's an angel reader, and she will be doing that January 1. So don't feel bad that you weren't reached tonight, and if you're new to the show, you best call in by 7:30 or 8 at the latest if you want a reading, but 7:30 to be guaranteed. So area code 305, here we come. Hello, you're
good
live
evening.
On the air with David Clark and Jira Farkas. What's your name, please?
Good evening, David. My name is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm well.
Oh,
thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Say hi to Jira.
Hello,
hi,
Deanna. Hi. I wanted to tell you something. My family was from Hungary, and the meaning of your name is the ancestor of the dog, the wolf.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before. That's so cool.
And I've got like a sweatshirt with a wolf on it. And as soon as I heard Farkas, my aunt had a big German shepherd, and that's what she called it, Farkas, because they look just like wolves.
Oh. Oh, cool. You know, my deceased mother-in-law called herself Wolf Lady. She loved wolves. And my husband thinks she's incarnated in his little dog. I don't know about transmigration, but if it makes him a let him believe it. So go ahead. I'm sorry for the interruption.
No problem. I wonder if I could connect to my dog, Sir.
Sir? S-I-R?
Sir. Yeah, like a gentleman knighted by a queen.
Beautiful.
Ooh.
And do you still have Sir, or is he transitioned?
No, a long time ago.
Okay, and what kind of dog is he?
He was a beagle.
A beagle. How cute. Okay.
Oh,
moment,
yeah.
Let me connect for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're super cute.
Oh, I've had beagles.
And they're so smart and.
Oh, yes. And
everything.
Very stubborn, too.
Oh, yeah. They take you for a walk. You don't walk them.
That's right. You got that right.
Wow. Okay. I've connected to him.
he's got kind of an attitude, doesn't he? It feels like that's why you called him sir, because he's got this attitude of, you know, I'm all that.
He was all that, but I inherited the name. I got him when he was a year and a half old,
mm-hmm.
and that was one
mm-hmm.
of the conditions. But, you know, he was always very beagle. Very beagle. He was the king.
That's right, yeah. I'm getting the feeling that he was very regal, you know, regal beagle. And
yeah.
And he's saying, he's speaking from such a lofty place. He goes, I really enjoyed living with you. So, yeah, you know, he's pretty
serious. I couldn't have loved him more.
Yeah.
I couldn't have loved him more or been happier for having him.
He was quite a gentleman dog and very well behaved. I've seen some beagles that have really bad behavior, but he had good manners. He was very well behaved, isn't that true?
Oh, so well behaved. He used to
mm-hmm.
sit pretty, like in two legs, and then sing or howl, you know, talk or sing. So yeah, just wonderful.
Well, is there anything you'd like to ask him?
Not a specific question. I just wondered, you know, if he had a message to give me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And how long did you have him?
Oh, let me see. About 11, 12 years.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he was there to teach you something. He was there to teach you that you needed to have just as much respect for yourself as he had for himself.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because at the time that you got him, that was hard for you. Having self-respect was hard for you. And, it, you know, it had to do with the way you were being treated by other people. So he wanted you to learn that from him. And he says you did a really good job. You got it. You got the lesson.
Well, you know, there was a caller before, and it's a similar story. When I got him, I was okay. But then later, I married this man who was very abusive. And what you're saying makes sense.
Mm.
That's great.
I did
That's
leave
great.
Him and... the answer stayed with my folks, and I went away, and then I came back. It was always a family dog. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was, like, to teach me respect myself. Yeah,
you're wonderful.
Right.
I'm so glad
good,
you got
good.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, what a gift for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he says what's great is that you maintain that to this day. It wasn't just a temporary passing thing, but you got that lesson so that you don't need to repeat that ever again.
Oh, no. No, I did get that lesson. I still have a difficult time defending myself against bullies in every arena of life, whether work or elsewhere. But
mm-hmm.
I do say no. I do say no. I did learn that lesson.
Well,
that's
Deanna,
it.
Let me stand and tell you something. I don't know if you've ever listened to my show before. I have spiritually gifted people on my show several times a month. Now, Diana, who was just the last caller, is going to be on October 18th. She's spiritually gifted. I have a psychic medium on October 8th, Corby Mitlide. And then I have a reader of the Akashic Records, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, on October 12th. And I can tell you where to look to see my upcoming show listings if you've got a pen handy. And,
no, you said it earlier, and I listened.
Oh, you got it then. You got it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's good. But you can check out the rosters of guests and see which resonate with you. And you may be able to find some more help around how to assert yourself and eliminate some of these troublesome characters in your life. You know?
That would be great. Definitely.
Yeah.
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 And of course... of course, Gary is going to be on New Year's Day. New Year's Day, you said that Gary is going to be on.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's going to do angel readings that day, and she's very psychic, medium too. And she's going to do pet psychic again on December 18th. And I have angel readers up the wazoo coming up. I have a stable of regular spiritually gifted guests that cycle through every 3 months. So just check the blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark for upcoming shows.
I wanted to tell you something special, though. December 17th is when I found two of my rescue dogs, which I kept for a long time. The first one has my nickname, which is Pee-Pee, and that was the first December 17th. And then when she passed 13 years later, I got another dog on the 17th of December. And the 17th
of
December, it's a very special day. I'm in Miami, and Cubans are very devoted to this saint that is a very poor man that walks with crutches and has dogs and cats surrounding him, St. Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a protector of animals. And I'm just amazed that both of the dogs that I got as rescues, one that I found and the other one that was brought to me on that day, both came on the 17th of December. So I can remember the 18th.
That's
beautiful.
No, that's amazing. The 17th of the December was a sad date for me, but I have to remember that when people transition, as my beloved paternal grandmother did in 79, that is a joyous day. So, you know, it's a matter of just embracing spiritual reality, and it's another human lesson in letting go. So thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful, wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, and thank Gary for the reading.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I shouldn't speak for Jira, but I'm glad you called in.
And best wishes for Diana. Best wishes.
Yeah.
May a miracle
happen. She's still listening, so we'll all pray for her. Everybody, please do. Okay, Diana, I'll look forward to you calling in again sometime.
I shall. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
And now we're going on to area code 253 in just a moment. Deanna, I can't mute you, honey, so know that your mic is still live. And I'm going on to area code 253. You're live on the air with David Clark and Jira Farkas. What is your name, please?
Hi. My name's Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Hi. Good. Hi, both of you. I'm just asking. I had a cat named Max when I was in my 20s, and I'm just seeing, like, I feel guilty about the way he died. So I'm just seeing if he has anything to say, or should I tell you how he died?
Well, tell me first what he looked like so I can tune into him.
Just kind of, you know, I don't know, just brown and just all different colors.
Brown, was he a tiger stripe or a calico?
Tiger stripe.
There you go. So he's a brown tiger stripe, because I'm seeing him. I already see him. Okay, so what you feel guilty about his death. It feels like you need to tell me about it for you so that you'll feel better. He's fine with it, but go ahead.
Oh, well, we lived in Southern California, and they have a lot of coyotes, and I would let him in every night. And the one and only night I don't let him in, the coyotes ate him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that, too. That's where I live, and so that's a big concern for me as well. Because everybody talks about it here.
Yep.
They're getting spreading all over the place.
Yeah. How long did you have Max, Holly?
Not too long, maybe 2 or 3 years.
Well, all right. You know what he tells me? He died happy. Because you know that he loved going outside, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he died a happy boy. He was outside doing what he loved to do, being outdoors and patrolling and chasing moths and butterflies and lizards
and hanging out in the grass, and he was very, very happy, and he's very grateful that you let him do that, that you let him go in and out, and because he knows that some people didn't let their pets out and
yeah.
in this area. And so what was the purpose of that, Max? So while he was with you, you said you were in your early 20s, you were kind of young. He was just there to help keep you company and be your companion, because that was a really hard time in your life emotionally, to go, you know, to just be growing up at that time and sort of gaining your self-confidence and figuring out who you were and what you wanted to do with your life. And you had some upheaval in your life then. It feels like either you moved or the parents divorced or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, it was my first, and he cheated a lot, and
yeah,
it was a nightmare.
Okay, so this kitty was there to keep you company and just be a companion for you and an emotional support, okay? Because he knew you were having a hard time with that. And what the cool thing about cats is this, that, you know, they're energy workers. They love Reiki. They can give Reiki. In fact, they're given it all the time. And cats, on a spiritual level, are the guardians of relationships. And so, you know, if you have dreams about cats, they're a symbol for relationships in your dreams. And in this case, Max was trying to help you with your relationship because it was so turbulent. And he was just trying to keep things balanced and sort of even keel. And, you know, he did that for as long as he could, and he couldn't maintain it because the husband just didn't get it. You know, the husband kept doing what he was doing, right? So
yeah.
Then it was time for Max to go, because he knew that he was only going to be with you for a short time to keep things calm and help you with your relationship. So does that make sense?
Yeah. He was like a dog. Every night I'd go, Max, and he'd come running and come in the house.
Yeah, kind of like the faithful companion, like a dog, okay? That's
yeah.
what he's saying. He was there to be your companion and give you some emotional love and stability that you weren't getting from your husband. So that's what he did, and he's happy that he was able to do that for you. He was grateful that he had that opportunity because that was his job, and he's happy for you now where you're at, because it feels like right now you're a lot more stable and happy than you were back then.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what he's saying? You turned out pretty good, Holly.
Oh, thank you. I'll just let you guys go to the next caller. Thank you so
much. Well, you know, there are no more callers, but guess who's held in here? Diana and Deanna. And Deanna, you're still live, so I want to wish everybody a beautiful night.
Oh, thank you. I had muted myself.
Oh, well, that's quite all right. But, you know, God bless you all, and know that, you know, all animals and all of us are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we allow it to happen. And Jira, thank you so much for hanging in there for all this time and for all of your devotion at all levels. What a spiritual woman you are. And you know what I love about people that own pets, because I heard in everybody's voice, they all are such kind souls and loving souls. And it's
yeah.
true that pets do teach us lessons. And how grateful aren't we all for our pets?
Absolutely. Thank you, David. It was my pleasure to be here with you. And thank you to all the callers who called in and hung in there. And I hope I was able to help each and every one of you tonight by giving you a little bit of insight about our animal friends.
Well, I shouldn't speak on behalf of other people, but I gathered from the responses from everybody that they felt that way.
Great.
Well, I look forward to speaking with you on the 18th, and feel free to call me anytime. You have my home phone number, yes or no?
I have your email. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you my home phone. And anybody else who wants it, if you want a spirit life counseling session or a past life regression, I do both of those things. I do spirit life coaching consultations for free and past life regressions and spirit life coaching on a sliding scale basis of from $25 to $100. And
wow.
So my phone number, yes, there are past life regressionists that charge $1,000, and there's nothing spiritual about that.
Mm-hmm.
But $100 is the max I would charge. And my phone number, for those of you who are interested, is 315-478-1086. And best times to reach me are Eastern from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Got it. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our show tonight.
Likewise. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation, except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience because miracles happen every day. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.
Thursday, and you can find my podcast on freespiritbroadcasting.com, no longer on srbroadcasting.com. Good night and God bless.